The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. A quorum is present. Representative Steer, have you had a chance to review the minutes?
I have reviewed the minutes. They look accurate, and I move to approve.
Any discussion? Representative Steer moves the minutes from February 18, 2025. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is the calendar for the day. We are proposing calendaring one bill for Monday, February 24, 2025, which is HF 14. Representative Robbins, the chief author, is here to answer any questions if the committee has questions. And I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will designate Monday, February 24th, for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establish a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to that bill. Any discussion? Representative Cagle.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And, you know, we heard this bill in transportation, and we really feel that it should be referred to GovOps. You know, they're limiting the they're limiting a subdivision of our government, and so it really should have gone to GovOps. And it should have gone to Ways and Means as well, but I'm just speaking to GovOps is that, you know, I really think this bill needs to go to GovOps because it is limiting what Met Council can do.
Thank you, Representative Cagle. Representative Robbins, do you want to address that?
Mr. Chair and members, I am comfortable with it going to the floor. I think my understanding is transportation as the primary jurisdiction, and that's the reason that they felt it was fine, and I believe that when it was referred to the floor, the chair of transportation had spoken with the chairs of GovOps and Ways, and they didn't feel the need for the bill to come before them. So my understanding is everyone felt like it was moving appropriately.
Thank you. Representative Cagle.
You know, it is restricting, thank you, Mr. Chair, it is restricting their right to act, and so this really should fall within the scope of GovOps.
Lee Long.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the bill, as I understand it, would impact $30 million in unspent general fund appropriations, and then, as Representative Cagle noted, would also have a local fiscal impact to Hennepin County. So I guess my question for the author is, why is there no fiscal note?
Representative Robbins.
Mr. Chair, Ms. Representative Long, my understanding is it was requested by the chair and it just hasn't come back yet.
I think, Mr. Chair, if we are anticipating that a fiscal note would come back, then our normal practice is to wait for the fiscal note. And I believe when you were a member of this committee, you were very diligent about pointing that out to our members when there was not a fiscal note. So why are we sending this to the floor if a fiscal note is pending, given that if we get a fiscal note back that has an impact, we would need to send it to Ways and Means?
Thank you, Chair Long. The fiscal analyst has told us that there is no fiscal note, but Representative Robbins, if you have anything to add.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was not aware of that update, so they requested one, and I guess one is not necessary.
Lee Long.
Well, Mr. Chair, I know that there was a bit of a I guess not colloquy because he didn't ask him to yield, but Representative Stevenson didn't note on the floor when this was being referred, when we had this up for its second reading, that the Ways and Means Committee does have jurisdiction over a bill that has a $300 million impact in unspent general fund appropriations. And he pointed out that he'd spoken to Chair Torkelson, and Chair Torkelson had disagreed. So I understand there's a disagreement between the two chairs, but I'm just noting a trend of a lot of our chairs abdicating their jurisdiction for expediency, it seems, to be skipping stops and cutting corners to try to get bills to the floor. And I'm not quite sure what the rush is when we know that these bills don't have 68 votes. So if we're going to go through the process of legislating, it seems like we should at least take the correct stops, wait for the fiscal impacts, go to Ways and Means. Because we're cutting corners once again, I will ask for a roll call.
Thank you, Lee Long. Roll call requested. Roll call will be granted. Any further discussion? Representative Engen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To Representative Long's point, I don't recall
there being a single time in which one of our leads was consulted before a bill was re-referred. And when we're talking about fiscal notes, we did have to vote on bills that were 1,400 pages long that we didn't even have access to. So I'm grateful that we have the access to the bill that we're going to be voting on Monday. And, yeah.
Thank you, Representative Engen. Representative Nash.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'll just remind Representative Long on the numerous times that I came to him and former Speaker Hortman and other people saying that your practice was to pat us on the head in committee and say, well, we'll catch up to the fiscal note along the way. And I'm sure it's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. So I think that this is I appreciate your newfound interest in this practice. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Lead Long.
Thank you. Well, I don't believe we brought bills to the floor without fiscal notes. We did move them along in committee, but oftentimes we would make sure that they got to Ways and Means before or to the floor. We would have the fiscal note ready, and this bill is going to be on the floor on Monday. I don't think there's any anticipation that we'll have the fiscal note ready. And on its face, the bill would impact $300 million in unspent general fund appropriations, $30 million, excuse me. So the fiscal impact is clear on the face of the bill and should be going to Ways and Means as a result. We're not going to be putting together a budget resolution bill by bill. We're going to need a budget resolution to be able to work backwards and figure out what the impacts are.
Any closing comments, Representative Robbins?
No, Mr. Chair, I appreciate the opportunity to be before you. As I was a member of Rules last time, I know we had concerns that bill authors didn't come before the Rules Committee, so I'm happy to be part of this, and I look forward to seeing this bill on the floor. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Robbins and the committee for the discussion. I think it's important for the transparency to the people of Minnesota if, in fact, $30 million of savings is something that can't get a single Democrat vote. I think it's important that the people of Minnesota do see that. And so I renew my motion to approve, to adopt the calendar for the day. The CLA will take the roll. Chair votes aye.
Vice Chair Engen?
Aye.
Lead Long?
No.
Representative Coulter?
No.
Representative Frederick?
No.
Representative Hollins?
No.
Representative Howard?
No.
Representative Jacob?
Jacob, yes.
Representative Cagle?
No.
Representative Nash?
Aye.
Representative Schultz?
Aye.
Representative Scott?
Aye.
Representative Steer?
Aye.
Representative Zelenskar?
Aye.
There being 8 votes in favor and 6 votes against, the motion prevails and the calendar is adopted. Members, please note that a 24-hour pre-filing requirement for amendments to this bill is now in place. That concludes our agenda for today. The meeting is adjourned.